Here I am pleading at your door. Send me your mercy, send me your peace, or I am lost for sure.
Hadith of the day.
Here I am yearning for your cure. This humble servant will be diverted from you no more, no more, no more.
You're listening to the program Hadith of the Day with Dr. Shiraz Hossein Agha on IRIB English Radio.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Welcome to our program Hadith of the Day here at IRIB English Radio. Today on Hadith of the Day, we are going to be looking at a very significant and very important hadith which has been transmitted from Imam Ali alayhi salam. This hadith is about the cause of disunity. As you know, we are currently in the week of unity, and the week of unity is a week which they have designated for Muslims to come together, put aside their differences, and to try to work together to solve their problems, come up with solutions to the, you know, the problems and, you know, afflictions that they are all, you know, going through. This week falls between the, you know, the birthday of the Prophet as narrated by the Ahlul Sunnah and the birthday of the Prophet as narrated by the Hadith of the Shia, which is obviously the stronger hadith in our opinion. You know, unity is something very significant. For example, in one verse of the Holy Quran, we read the following about unity. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Hold fast altogether to Allah's cord and do not be divided into sects. And remember Allah's blessing upon you when you were enemies. Then He brought your hearts together. So you became brothers with His blessing, in which Allah Ta'ala, he alludes to the importance of unity amongst Muslims. The hadith in question that we are going to be talking about is a hadith in which the Imam, he alludes to the cause of disunity, the cause of tafraqa or furqa or separation. Imam Ali alayhi salam says, "Verily, you are brothers in the religion of Allah. Nothing has separated you except ill natures and bad consciences." So here in this hadith, the Imam, he points out that the reason why people become disunited, and Muslims in particular have become disunited, is because of their ill natures, right? All of these evil moral characteristics that we are afflicted with has caused us to become disunited and separated from one another. In continuation, the Imam says, "Consequently, you do not bear the burdens of each other," meaning this disunity which has come about and has resulted from these bad and evil moral characteristics, because of that, we do not bear the burdens of one another. Nor do you advise each other, meaning you don't have anything to do with one another. Neither are you a source of comfort and solace for one another in times of sadness, nor do you advise one another when you see somebody doing something bad, right? You don't try to stop him, or you don't try to help him when he's you don't try to advise him when you see him going astray from the straight path. Nor spend on each other. Right, if you see your brother, you know, in faith, he's going through, you know, difficult economic situation, you don't try to help him monetarily. Nor love each other. You don't love each other, you know, the love that you had for one another has finished and terminated. Thank you for joining us here on Hadith of the Day. We were looking at the cause of separation in the words of Imam Ali alayhi salam. Until next time, wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Dr. Shiraz Hossein Agha for the program Hadith of the Day on RIB English Radio.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad.